You said it. I would stop.
I seem to be slightly early.
Oh, nonsense! Everyone else is just late. Besides, everybody knows that when a hostess says 8, she only means 7. It's a way of humouring the late cup. Good for it.
Well, Helen Hollingsworth, you've certainly grown into yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chip Beauty. Quite a catch.
Mother!
And to think we used to call her the ostrich on elbows and knees.
That's not what we used to call you.
Really? What was my nickname?
Oh, Helen, why don't you go check on the hors d'oeuvres?
Oh, I was just about to suggest that, Mother. There are a few last-minute details that I must oversee. In my room!
Don't be too long.
Time will stand still till you return.
I couldn't agree more.
Lovely home here, Mrs. Hollingsworth. Small, but lovely.
Thank you, Reginald. But please, do call me Constance. Especially since I think we will probably be seeing a great deal more of each other in the future.
Well, thank you, Constance, but I think you're old
already. Oh! That is so funny, Reginald. What I was suggesting was that you and Helen would make a great match.
Really? Now, what would I get out of it?
Well, I really hadn't thought of it in those terms.
Well, what other terms are there?
Oh, you're right, Reginald. Let's think about what's in it for you. Helen is a beautiful girl with excellent teeth. That's very important, you know, as you grow older.
Of course.
She has a lovely figure and perfect posture. She's extremely well-educated and has a lovely singing voice.
You're not getting the point.
I'm just trying to...
Mrs. Holdsworth, what is in it for me?
All right, Reginald. If Helen appeared in public with you on her arm, it would make it appear to the general populace that you must possess a certain qualities in private that you do not appear to possess in public.
That's very persuasive.
I thought so.
How about June wedding?
I was thinking January.
This January?
Yes, actually.
Done.